I have a question tonight that I feel like leaves no room for error. And it leaves no room for mistakes. And it leaves no room for doubt in the mind of a person. If I ask you tonight, if you were married, now is there any room for error in your answer? I don't think there would be. Either you are or you're not, and you know whether or not you're married. You wouldn't say, well, I think so, or I hope so, or I guess so. You'd either say, I know so, or no so. No, sir. No, either one. One or the other. Now, how would you know tonight if you were married or not? Now, you wouldn't run home and get the marriage license. I don't even know where ours is. But how would you know tonight if you were married? You see, well, I either did or I did not take the necessary steps involved in getting married. I know whether I did or I didn't. I may forget the wedding day, but I haven't forgot the wedding event, you know. All right, here's the question. It leaves no room for error. If Jesus decided tonight to come down out of heaven and walk in that back door and walk down the aisle and look in the face of each person sitting here, would he claim you as belonging to him? Would he claim you as belonging to him? Would he say, she is mine? He is mine. She is not. He is not. Would Christ claim you tonight as his if he walked in the church and walked down the aisle? I could walk down this aisle tonight. I could claim one boy, and I could claim two girls, and I could claim one woman. That's all I could claim that are mine. I know those that are mine. And mine know they are mine. All right? Sometimes I pick up missionaries at the airport, and of course they have luggage, which is brought in the next floor down from where you meet the missionary. We go down there, the missionary goes to where the luggage is being brought out and put on a conveyor belt, and he selects one or two pieces of luggage and brings them over to the counter. And he pulls out what is called a claim check. He shows that to the person standing there, and that claim says, these bags are mine. And that person opens the gate, and the missionary comes out with his bags. He had a claim check. Now, if Christ came in this room tonight, would he claim you? Would he have a claim check? Not saying your baggage, but would he have a claim check on you? Not does he want you. There's no doubt about that. Not has he ever heard of you. Not does he care for you. Not has he noticed you're here, but does he have a claim on you? There is a difference. I have a claim on no one but three people here tonight. Four people. And until you really can answer the question, would he claim you, you don't really know if you're saved or not. Not honestly, you don't. If there's any doubt in what in your mind what Jesus would do if he started pointing, then you're not sure you're a Christian. There's a seldom known verse that we use when witnessing. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter and the 5th verse. And normally you would look it up, but it wouldn't do you much good tonight. You couldn't see it. But just briefly stated, it says, and they first gave themselves to the Lord. How How did that missionary get a claim check on that luggage? He bought it. I don't assume he stole it. He bought it. It was his. It was a matter of ownership. That's how he came by the luggage in the first place. What I'm saying is, Jesus can only claim what belongs to him. And you cannot belong to Jesus unless you yourself will give yourself away to him. My simple question then is, has there ever been in your life a day, an hour, a time when you said, I do to Jesus? I will. Wilt thou take this man to be thy wedded husband? Wilt you take Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? Wilt you give unto him your life, your time, your love, your heart, your devotion? Will you give him your all? Will you give him your life and live with him? Has there ever been a day when you said to Jesus, I give my life to you? You may have me. You know that's what you say in a wedding. The boy says, here, hon, you can have me. And she says, here, hon, you can have me. It's called ownership. And we say this is M-Y, my wife. Well, how'd you get her? In a real sense, she gave herself to me. She just gave herself away. Has there ever been a time that you gave yourself away to Jesus? I didn't say, have you ever repented? You can repent and never give yourself away to Jesus. You can tell 1,000 women you're sorry, but that doesn't make you married to one of them. I didn't say, do you believe in Jesus? I could say to many women tonight, I believe in you, and I believe in you, and I believe in you, and I guarantee you, folks, we wouldn't be married. The only way that I could be given away to somebody is I have to tell them, you may have my life. It will be yours. To do with as you see fit. To govern, to control. You see, I have a need. Not just for salvation. I have a need for Christ. And Christ in turn says, I have a need for you. Christ gives himself to me. In return, I give myself to him. I think there's a lot of folks today in the church that have never understood this transaction. And I'm just simply saying tonight, Christ will claim those that he has been given to claim. Tonight, if I gave you my watch, then you could claim it. And you could call it your watch. And I could no longer call it my watch. I gave it away. I wonder tonight, as we close the service, if there's any question in your mind, would Jesus say, I claim you tonight. Can Jesus say tonight, I own you? Because there was a day when you gave yourself to me. That's the price that we have to pay to satisfy and fulfill the need that we have for salvation. That's all you have to do. Is just give yourself away. Tonight, I wonder, would Christ claim you? If you're not sure, it's very simple. All you have to do is just say, Jesus, I give myself to you. I give my life to you. I repent of my sins. I want you to forgive me, but most of all, I want you to have me. I want to be yours. Please take my life. Brethren, that's all you have to do to know he'll claim you. But you have to do that. Nothing less.